day, listeners. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you are tuning in to our daily news show, Township's Daily News Bits. Lou Paris, who is a Bachelor's of Science in Biophysics and a Master's of Science in Water, and is the project manager for the L'Organisme de Bassin Versant de la Yamaska, a nonprofit organization with the mission to bring together water stakeholders, i.e., citizens, municipalities, agricultural producers, and industries, etc., to work together to promote sustainable and integrated water management in the Yamaska watershed. Paris chats with CIDI about a project that the OBV Yamaska collaborated on with the Université de Sherbrooke to test the water quality of the Yamaska watershed and the results that have been collected. So Lou, before we begin the interview, I just wanted to start off by thanking you so much for being open to chatting with us. I really appreciate your time.
Thanks to you.
Now, I know that you're the project manager at the Organisme de Bassin Versant de la Yamaska, OBV Yamaska for short. And I know that the OBV Yamaska conducted a water sampling project between 2019 and 2020. I was just wondering if you could start off by speaking on this project for our listeners and what was done exactly, just so that they have some background context on the project.
Sure. So it was a partnership between the Yamaska Watershed Organization and the Sherbrooke University. It was a part of a PhD project of a student there. We decided to study the contaminants of emerging concerns downstream and upstream of some major municipalities in our watershed. And all these municipalities had a wastewater treatment plant. So we studied the contaminants there. It gathers 91 municipalities. Upstream, we have Lac Brome, Waterloo, Cowansville, and it goes to the St. Lawrence River, like to Sorel-Tracy. So we go through Granby, Farnham, Actonvale, Saint-Hyacinthe. So it goes all there. So it's quite big.
Yeah. And now, from my understanding, the findings from this project have been compiled into a report, and the results have been made public. And I was just wondering if you could highlight some of the key pieces of information that came out of those water samples. What results stood out the most to the OBV Yamaska?
Sure. So one thing to mention ahead is that we were not looking at concentrations. We were not getting like, oh, there's 5 nanogram per liter of this contaminant. So that's not the kind of results we were getting. We were obtaining ratio, which means that we were able to say, for instance, let's take a real result. That would be great. We were able to say there are 75,000 times more telmisartan downstream than upstream a certain municipality. So this is what we were obtaining. And then we studied pharmaceuticals contaminants, industrial contaminants, and pesticides. And a few things to mention is that obviously we were finding so much more pharmaceuticals downstream than upstream of every municipality, but mostly the ones with a hospital, which is not quite super surprising. Same thing with the industrial contaminants. There was a bit more variability there, just because it depends on which industry are present in the municipality. If an industry is there and it releases some kind of contaminants, we will find it. But it depends on which industry use which contaminants, while the pharmaceuticals are a bit more homogeneous among the hospitals. And finally, the pesticides were not there was not a big difference upstream and downstream, and that's quite logical too, because the main source is not municipality, but mostly agricultural activities.
May I just ask this question, just because I'm not informed about this, but what is the difference between downstream and upstream? What is meant by that exactly?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's a very good question to explain. So let's say you have a municipality and the river goes through this municipality. Let's say Yamaska Nord, the river Yamaska Nord goes through Granby. So upstream of Granby is in the Yamaska River before it goes through Granby. So there's Yamaska River upstream, then it goes through Granby, and then there's Yamaska downstream, so it's after the municipality, after the wastewater treatment plant of Granby. But yeah, it just basically means before and after the municipality.
Okay, got it. And so what do these results mean exactly? What do they suggest?
The main conclusion is that wastewater treatment plants are made to treat the 3P, paper, pee, and poo, like the classic. So this is what they are made for. They are not made to treat, to remove contaminants of emerging concerns, like pharmaceuticals and industrial contaminants. They basically go through the treatment without being removed, and this is why we find them in the river. Yeah, that's the main conclusion.
And what sort of impacts do these contaminants have on the environment and or elsewhere?
It is so hard to answer because we identify hundreds of different contaminants, and downstream of every municipality, the cocktail of contaminants is different. We call that the cocktail effect. And it's very hard to study because every aquatic ecosystem is contaminated by different cocktail of contaminants. Yeah. And so the effects will be different. Some contaminants will kind of cancel each other, and some others will enhance the impact on the ecosystem. It's like if you have a bad mix of medicines and don't have a good pharmacist who will say, no, don't mix these two. So when it's in the river, it's a big cocktail. And I say pharmaceuticals, but it's the same with industrial contaminants.
And from your perspective, you know, now that you have these results in hand, now that the OBV Yamaska has these results in hand and they're made public, what is the next step? Do municipalities and towns and cities and citizens play a role in helping address this issue?
Definitely. So first and foremost, people need to understand that they have an impact. If, let's say, all my Tylenol are expired, I should not throw them in the toilet because it will not be treated by the municipality. It's exactly like throwing your medicines straight into the river. So we need to be careful about what we throw away in the toilet and in the sink. Only paper, pee, and poo, like the 3P, that's it. No medicines, no drugs, no oil, no grease, no paint. So everyone makes a difference. Even if you think, oh, it's not that much. Imagine if everybody in the municipality does the same. In the end, it's a huge amount of contaminants that we throw in the river. The other thing is, it's extremely expensive to treat these contaminants. So it would not be fair to say to the municipality, well, it's your fault, you should be treating this. Mostly because each contaminant, well, you cannot necessarily remove all the contaminants with one treatment method. So the ideal scenario for me would be that every industry has what we call a pre-treatment. It's a treatment in the industry that pre-treat the water before it goes in the sewage. It removes the contaminants of the industry before it goes to the wastewater sewage and to the municipality. So it's not the municipality who has to remove them, but it should be the industry's responsibility.
Okay, so yeah, before the water even goes, is even treated by the municipality, it should start with the industry at first before it
moves because elsewhere. They know what they throw in the water, and so they know how to treat it, and it will be more concentrated, which makes them often easier to remove, and it means they will not need all the system to remove all the contaminants. They just need the specific one for their specific contaminant, which is quite logical. It makes sense.
Yeah, so basically we just need to look into developing more water treatment infrastructure.
Exactly. And the technology exists for most contaminants, honestly. It's just the hardest part is not to create the technology to remove a contaminant, but it's to make it, to upscale it, to make it performant in a big scale to treat massive volume of water. And this is why it's even easier for industries, because they will only treat their water while the municipality is treating everybody's water, like every citizen's water, every industry water, even sometimes the rainwater, depending on how the system is made. So that's a massive volume of water that has to be treated, while the industry, it's just there. So it's a smaller volume, so it makes it easier to implement a technology specific for the contaminants.
Yeah, it puts less pressure on the actual municipal water treating systems.
Exactly.
Now, how is the OBV Yamaska? I know that this was a part of a PhD project, but how is the project completely concluded, or how is the OBV Yamaska moving forward with these results?
We are not moving forward specifically with these results. What we did, it was part of a bigger project. It was a good opportunity for a partnership with Sherbrooke University. So it was a bit of a side project. So what we did is we did the study. We met each municipality to show them the results and say, well, you know, there's that. Let us know if you want to do something about it. And that's basically the end.
Okay, so now it's really just up to the municipalities to take these results and do what they want to do with them.
Exactly. It can be more communication among the population. It can be among the industry. And I'm not blaming them. It requires lots of human resources and financial resources to communicate information, to implement technology, to raise awareness. So, yeah, it's very hard for them. Like, money is the heart of everything, unfortunately, for them.
Well, those are all the questions that I had for you, Lou, about the project, but I wasn't sure if there was anything else you wanted to mention that you think would be important for people to know about that maybe I didn't touch on in my questions.
I think everything is there.
Well, thank you so much again, Lou, for doing this, and I really appreciate it. CIDI reached out to one of the municipalities that fall within the Yamaska watershed, the municipality of Callansville, to ask how the municipality planned on going about improving its water treatment infrastructures to combat such emerging contaminants that were discussed throughout the interview. In an email back to CIDI, Fanny Poisson, who is the director of communications for the town, told CIDI that the municipality is not giving interviews on the subject at the moment, like all the other municipalities, as they are waiting for the directives from the Quebec government regarding this subject. Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.